Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
President Trump says a tentative trade deal has been reached between the U.S. and China. ABC's Alexis Christopher says it includes access to China's rare earth minerals.
It basically reverts the U.S. and China to a trade truce they had agreed upon back in May. And it rolls back more of those punitive measures that each had imposed on each other. For example, those rare earth minerals, China will now be giving those to the U.S. up front. We use those in things like the U.S. auto and defense industry. From the U.S. part, they're now saying that Chinese students will be able to come to the U.S. and attend U.S. universities.
Protests continuing in Los Angeles over immigration raids and the deployment of federal troops. The mayor asking for calm. The White House says the troops are there to protect federal buildings. RFK Jr. has replaced 8 of the 17 independent advisory board members after terminating the CDC panel that makes recommendations on vaccines. Some of those members previously expressed anti-vaccine views. This is ABC News. Independence Day, less than a month out, and fireworks vendors are opening roadside stands in states where fireworks can be sold and purchased. Recent trade disputes, though, could impact the cost and availability of the July 4th displays.
Whether it's a tiny backyard celebration or a professional show for thousands, nearly all of the fireworks sold in the U.S. come from China. The American Pyrotechnics Association says the current 30% tariff will force its members to raise prices they charge to consumers. And some smaller towns may have to cancel their 4th of July fireworks shows because of the soaring cost. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
In Virginia, the body of a missing Navy sailor was discovered after disappearing from the Navy base in Norfolk last month. NCIS says a fellow Navy sailor has been placed in pre-trial confinement in connection with her death. Her family is demanding answers. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Fuller's Milker Center, LLC, Lancaster and Richland Center, is your GIA dealer. See Fuller's for quality route service, milk time checks, and inflation maintenance. Visit fullersmilkercenter.com.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO's Evening News today is sponsored by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. Tonight, temperatures expected to cool down to around 64, a low. Northeast winds 5 to 10. Otherwise, showers and thunderstorms likely. We could see some heavy rain in these storms. Thursday, spotty showers early, then more pockets of sun later. Highs in the mid-70s. Right now, it's 87 degrees.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 3, flexibility and room to grow. Working around school schedules, helping with tuition, seeing someone grow in responsibility and compensation. Flexibility and room to grow. More reasons to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. A government watchdog group in Wisconsin has filed a lawsuit seeking to prohibit billionaire Elon Musk from ever again offering cash payments to voters in the battleground state like he did in this spring's hotly contested Supreme Court race. The lawsuit was filed in state court on Wednesday by the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. It says that Musk violated prohibitions on vote bribery and unauthorized lotteries. It also asks the court to order that he never do it again. There is another Wisconsin Supreme Court election in April. In November 2026, control of the legislature and the governor's office, as well as the state's 8 congressional districts, will be decided. The Wisconsin Challenge Academy celebrated the graduation of more than 100 cadets. The ceremony in Mauston marked the completion of a rigorous 22 weeks of cadets. The Challenge Academy's structured military-style program emphasizes academic improvement, physical fitness, leadership, development, and life skills. The program is operated by the National Guard and is for at-risk youth struggling to succeed in traditional high school settings. 102 cadets from 48 counties graduated from this year's program. A UTV operator sustained life-threatening injuries in a rollover crash. Tuesday morning at approximately 9:10, the Sauk County Dispatch Center received a report of a UTV rollover crash with ejection on Coon Bluff Road, north of County Road P in the town of Delona. It was reported that the operator of the UTV was unconscious and had suffered a serious head injury. Initial responding emergency personnel located the UTV with extreme damage laying on its side on the east side of Coon Bluff Road, with the female operator having been ejected approximately 30 yards from where the UTV came to rest. The operator was transported from the scene with life-threatening injuries by MedFly to a hospital in Madison. The name of the operator is being withheld at this time as the investigation is ongoing. Initial investigation showed that the UTV was southbound on Coon Bluff Road and attempted a passing maneuver on another vehicle. The operator entered the ditch and overcorrected, causing the UTV to roll over several times. The operator was not wearing a seatbelt and was ejected from the UTV. Speed and operator inexperience are believed to be factors in the crash. The Sauk County Sheriff's Department, DELS, Delton EMS, Delton Fire, and the Sauk County Highway Department assisted the Wisconsin DNR and Wisconsin State Patrol on scene. The roadway was closed for several hours due to this incident, and the incident remains under investigation by the Wisconsin DNR. The Iowa County Communications Center received a report of a motorcycle crash Tuesday afternoon around 1:40. The crash occurred on Clyde Road in the township of Clyde. The Lone Rock Fire Department, Lone Rock EMS, and Iowa County Sheriff's deputies responded to the scene. UW MedFlight landed near the accident scene and transported one occupant to a Madison hospital for treatment of injuries sustained in the crash. Milwaukee leaders say there's support for traffic cameras to combat reckless driving. Proposed legislation at the Capitol would let the city implement a pilot program for automatic traffic safety cameras currently prohibited by state law. State Senator Dora Drake says these would not be a cash cow and that legislators are focused on ensuring that people's lives are protected, that they are safe, and that the city and law enforcement have the tools necessary to keep the community safe. Mayor Cavalier Johnson says residents are fed up with reckless drivers and the city needs every tool at its disposal in order to hold them to account. A statewide AAA survey last year found majorities in support of speed and red light cameras, which are allowed in 29 other states. Johnson also said he'll sign an ordinance giving police broader authority to deal with street takeovers. Officials in Wausau hope DNA science can identify the city's unknown soldier. The unknown soldier died by suicide in 1930, leaving behind no identifying information, just a note saying he was a World War I veteran. Efforts to identify him went nowhere, and officials buried him with full military honors and a headstone marked unknown soldier. But last week, multiple agencies worked to dig up his remains with great care and respect. They now await DNA analysis to see if a living match can be found, which could lead to identification and closure for his story. Officials say the effort could take months, with the University of Wisconsin Missing in Action Recovery and Identification Project assisting the effort. You are invited to a celebration of service honoring Chief Justice Ann Walsh Bradley's 3 decades on the Wisconsin Supreme Court just weeks before her retirement. The program will be held at 4:30 Thursday afternoon at the Capitol Rotunda. Originally from Richland Center, the 71-year-old graduated from Richland Center High School in 1968. She earned her bachelor's degree from Webster University in 1972 and worked as a high school teacher before graduating from the University of Wisconsin Law School in 1976. She worked as an attorney for 9 years before embarking on her judicial career. In 1985, she was appointed as a circuit court judge in Marathon County. 10 years later, the justice made history by becoming the first woman to be elected to the Wisconsin Supreme Court rather than appointed. She won re-election twice, first in 2005 and then in 2015. She was elevated to Chief Justice in May. Her seat on the court is being filled by Dane County Circuit Court Judge Susan Crawford, who was elected in April. Ann Walsh Bradley's tenure is the fifth longest in the court's 177-year history. It has included participation in more than 28,000 cases, 2,375 oral arguments, and the authorship of nearly 600 written opinions. A celebration of service will be held Thursday afternoon at 4:30 at the Capitol Rotunda, with a reception to follow. Members of the public interested in attending can RSVP online at justicewalshbradley.rsvpify.com, where you can also leave thank you and congratulatory notes. WRCO's Michael Hernan reports on an event taking place this weekend in Warrens.
The Wizards of Rod's Fun Run is back, and it will take place this Father's Day weekend. Here's Terry Filia about this year's rendition.
Well, we are at our fourth year at the Log Cabin Grounds and Grand Theft Grounds in Warrens, Wisconsin, and it's our 44th. Not too many clubs can say they've had that many shows. And yesterday we all got together and put together 200 goodie bags to be given out at our show. When people register, they will get a goodie bag, and it's stuffed with flyers of other shows, advertising from some of our sponsors and other folks. And they're probably one of the things that a lot of clubs don't do anymore is pass out goodie bags. We also have homemade trophies that are going to be available, 27 trophies that we made this year for the members pick out their top 25, and then we have pre and post 1947, I think it is, 46, 47, and then people make homemade trophies.
The Wizards of Rods gives back to the community with the profits they earn. Here's Mike Molitor on the organizations they give back to.
We're nonprofit, so we get rid of our money every year, and we really try to help out as many people as we can. Of course, it only goes so far, but we give to several charities: St. Jude's Hospital, Veterans Assistance Foundation, Freedom Honor Flight, Toys for Tots, American Cancer Society, VA Medical Center Recreation Fund, Alzheimer's Association, Ronald McDonald House, Juneau County Canines. I mean, the list is long. So we try to spread out the wealth and do the best we can, as do other clubs in the area.
Phil Yaw goes through Friday and Saturday schedule for the event.
Our first activity on Friday is to take a fish fry cruise, and this year it's only about 2 miles, and we can all enjoy a fish dinner together. And then Saturday, of course, is Vintage Dress Day. If you want to dress up in 40s, 50s, whatever, you're welcome to do that. We will have a DJ. We have two food trucks scheduled to be there for breakfast and lunch on Saturday and Sunday. We have games to play. We have a fan belt toss, radiator fill, several other ones, and this year we're going to have valve cover racing. And at 1 o'clock is our pinup contest, which a lot of people like and enjoy watching. And we have a silent auction going on from 9 until 2 o'clock both days. Got some nice items. They're posted on our website, Wizards of Rods Car Club, and you can see a few of the items that are posted for that. We have vendor swaps, spots for vendors to bring in their automotive parts and other things, and I believe it's only $30 for a spot. So if you want to get rid of some stuff, I'm sure we have a good group of people who'll be glad to buy it. We're going to have a tattoo artist again this year for the second year. We have two pinstripers if you want to get your automobile pinstriped, like I have my 61 Starliner pinstripe. And we are going to have plenty of activities. At 3:30, there's a poker run. Then there's going to be plenty of camping spots. And we will have flame throwing at dusk.
The Wizards of Rods will take place Friday through Sunday, June 13th through 15th. For WRCO News, I'm Michael Hernan.
Stay on track with a new garage door from Garage Door Express in Lone Rock. They have the latest design and color options for commercial or residential doors, and a custom door is no problem. Maybe you already have doors that need attention. The service technicians at Garage Door Express have the knowledge and courteous desire to make sure your garage doors work properly. For a free estimate on new garage doors or service repair, call Garage Door Express at 604-4581.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Ronald Charles Beckwar, 74, of Gays Mills, died Saturday at home. A funeral mass will be held Saturday at 10 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Seneca, followed by a graveside service at Dixon Ridge Cemetery. Friends may call at the Vasateg Funeral Home in Gays Mills Friday from 4 to 7, with the rosary beginning at 4. Ronald Charles Beckwar, 74, of Gays Mills. Judith Windsor, 86, of Gays Mills, died last Wednesday. A funeral service will be held Saturday at noon at the Maple Ridge Bible Church, Boscobel. Burial will be in the Gays Mills Cemetery. Friends may call at the Maple Ridge Bible Church Saturday from 9 until the time of service at noon. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the Maple Ridge Bible Church or the Crescent Lake Bible Camp. The Vasateg Funeral Home in Gays Mills is serving the family of Judith Windsor, 86, of Gays Mills. David A. McCauley, 83, of Greenville, Tennessee, formerly of Richland Center, died January 16th at home. Burial with military rites will be held Saturday at 1 in the Richland Center Cemetery. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be directed to Rogersville Humane Society or to American Legion Post 21 in Rogersville, Tennessee. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for David A. McCauley, 83, of Greenville, Tennessee, formerly of Richland Center. Dorothy Ann Broker, 93, of La Crosse, died February 18th at Hillview Healthcare in La Crosse. A graveside prayer service will be held Saturday at 2 at the Willow Valley Cemetery in Richland County. Memorial donations may be sent to Willow Valley United Methodist Church. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Dorothy Ann Broker, 93, of La Crosse. Richard N. Hackle, 83, of Muscadet, died Monday. Funeral services will be held Saturday, June 21st at noon at St. John the Baptist Catholic Church, with military rites to be provided by the Muscadet American Legion Post 85. Burial will be held in St. John's Catholic Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at St. John's Gym in Muscadet Saturday, June 21st from 9 until the time of departure to the church at 11:45. The family suggests memorials be directed to the Muscadet Fire or EMS. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Richard N. Hackle, 83, of Muscadet.
The Peace Lily is so last year.
Hey, has anyone worked with Fiddlenecks?
Shelby's popular flower shop is in full bloom.
We just got a request for an arrangement that evokes air. Who's up for that challenge? No?
She needs to hire a floral designer to nip foliage faux pas in the bud.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our advanced matching helps find talented candidates so you can connect with them fast. Redeem your $75 credit at Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at RichlandCountyBank.com.
Good evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. After a mostly sunny day today, high temperatures, nice and summery, smacking the mid-80s. Even with a little light north breeze. Now we've got showers and thunderstorms likely tonight, especially overnight. Some of them could be lingering into tomorrow morning, too. And heavy rain is possible. Lows tonight will slide to about 60, and then tomorrow, a little bit more mild in the mid-70s. Spotty showers, like I said, early in the morning, and more pockets of sunshine expected later in the day. This, of course, as the rain starts to lift north through the state, soaking the Northwoods. So as we get a little break tomorrow night, it'll be mostly cloudy, lows in the mid-50s. And then Friday, warm and muggy. Some of that humidity starts to seep in from the south. Highs will flirt with about 80 degrees. And then showers and storms start to spark back up, especially by the afternoon and into the evening. They become heavy at times, too, and may linger into our Saturday morning, keeping us cooler with more clouds stuck around for the beginning of the weekend. Highs in the mid-70s. Spots of sunshine are possible Saturday night, Sunday, mild, mixed skies, highs flirting with 80 degrees, and then a Monday, becoming muggy and humid again. Sunny skies, though, beautiful start to the week, but chances for thunderstorms, especially midday, potentially into the evening, too. We stay unsettled Tuesday too. Hot and humid. Mid-80s. Again, potentially upper 80s. Spots of 90s, possibly further to the east of us. And of course, the humidity. Oh my gosh, it's going to be oppressive. Thunderstorms will spark up in the evening. Better chance on Tuesday versus Monday. In terms of any severe weather happening this week, we're fine. Maybe some small hail, maybe some gusty winds, and that's about it. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
Richland County Bank strives to provide excellent customer service every day. Excellent customer service is meeting and surpassing customers' expectations. What we expect from our bank may vary depending on our role in life, but we all need our bank to be willing to listen and understand. And on those occasions, when time is of the essence, to be ready to make a decision quickly. If a tractor, skid steer, washing machine, refrigerator, truck, table saw, computer system, or who knows what needs fixed or replaced, excellent customer service means being able to get an answer and have a loan processed in one day under most circumstances. It's what a hometown bank does to keep hometown businesses, farms, and homes running. Put Richland County Bank's hometown commitment to work for you and then enjoy the peace of mind that comes with excellent customer service. Try it. You'll like it at Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
And with hazy sunshine, it is 85 degrees, 88 being our high today, while our morning low was 57. Yesterday's high was 77 and no precipitation. A record high set back in 1976 on this day at 96, while a record low of 39 was set in 1958. Last year on this day, our high was 77 and our low was 46. Sunset today will be at 8:42, sunrise tomorrow at 5:21. No precipitation, the barometer slightly rising to 30.10, and southwest winds are at 2. Again, it's 85 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO's Evening Sports is sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. Well, the Brewers, in an early afternoon game, took on Atlanta after winning the day prior 4-1, but today it just was not meant to be, as the Braves would score first, getting three runs in the top of the second. The Brewers would answer with one in the bottom of the second. Then Atlanta would get two more in the top of the fourth, and one more in the top of the seventh. The Brewers then would get another run in the bottom of the eighth, but ultimately they couldn't make up the difference and fall by a score of 6-2 today. He's made no promises, but superstar Giannis Antetokounmpo has given Bucks fans some hope that he will stay. Trade rumors have been roaring since Milwaukee was knocked out of the playoffs. Sports Illustrated quoted Antetokounmpo as saying about the playoffs, "I hope to be back soon with the Bucks." That's no guarantee, and the Bucks may be forced into a rebuilding mode. Fans are hoping the Greek freak won't leave. The Packers say wide receiver Bo Melton has shown his ability on special teams. Head coach Matt LaFleur says Melton has shown he can make plays. He may be asked to fill a new position. The day after Green Bay released All-Pro Jaire Alexander, Melton was working at cornerback during practice Monday.
Summer weather in Wisconsin can be unpredictable, to say the least. That's why Schwartz Insurance and Richland Center would like to ask if you have an updated insurance portfolio. Would you have enough coverage if you lost everything? Schwartz Insurance offers a package of insurance protection that can include property, liability, and vehicle coverage with Wilson Mutual Insurance. Call 647-8891 and be sure with Schwartz Insurance, your local Wilson Mutual Insurance agency in Richland Center.
Former Badger T.J. Watt isn't on the field for the Pittsburgh Steelers mandatory minicamp this week. He's involved in a contract dispute with the team. NFL Network reports Watt wants a new deal as he enters the final year of his four-year, $112 million contract. Salaries are rising quickly. Edge rusher Myles Garrett just signed an agreement with the Browns, paying him $40 million a year. After eight seasons in the NFL, Watt's performance would seem to put him in that category. And there are somewhere between 3 and 5 games left in the NBA season. Until then, nobody is going to be 100%. Tyrese Halliburton clearly isn't. He's not going to make excuses either. The Pacers star guard was limping Sunday night after Game 2 loss in Oklahoma City. Whatever the specifics of the issue are, he's not saying. And put simply, nothing is going to hold him out to play in Game 3 against the Thunder tonight. For WRCO Sports, I'm Bo Hendricks.
Summer. It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We want to hook you up with $100 cash, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, and the chance to win a summer getaway to the Wisconsin Dells area or an escape to Door County. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Then listen in for the keywords during the 7 and 11 a.m. hour and 2 and 4 p.m. hour. Text in the keyword and get set to win. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
This farm news and market update from Brownfield on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Tim Slack Auction and Realty, LLC, offering professional auction service and real estate, household hay, firewood, produce, and farm machinery. Visit TimSlackAuctionRealty.com for more information on upcoming sales.
Hogs were mostly higher Wednesday. Soybeans, cattle, and corn finished lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. When it comes to short stature corn, it all started with Stein. For decades, they've been focused on unique hybrids that deliver top yields. Stein invented short stature corn, then they perfected it. Stein has yield. Soybeans were lower on fund and technical selling, waiting for more details on the trade deal between the United States and China, along with some kind of clarity on biofuels policy. U.S. crop conditions are generally favorable, but most key development phases are yet to come. July beans were down 70 and a quarter at 1050 and a half. August was four lower at 1045 and a half. July bean meal was down $1.70 at 294.20. July bean oil was up 23 points at 48.02. Corn was lower. Monitoring crop conditions added a chance for warmer, drier weather in some areas later this month and early next month. Average daily ethanol production last week was an all-time high. July corn was 1 3/4 lower at 437, and September was down a quarter at 425 and a quarter. And wheat was mixed, mostly modestly higher. Harvest conditions looked mostly favorable in the plains, while dry areas of the Black Sea region and China could see some rain. USDA will release updated domestic and global wheat production numbers on Thursday. July Chicago was down a quarter at 534 and a quarter, and July Kansas City was one lower at 526 and a quarter. July Minneapolis was four higher at 617 and a quarter. Live and feeder cattle were lower, waiting for widespread direct cash cattle business. August live was down 17 at 218.02, and October was down 62 at 215.02. August feeders were $2.07 lower at 311.07. September was down 195 at 310.80. And hogs ended the session mostly higher thanks to the cash and wholesale support during Wednesday's session. July lean was up 65 cents at 108.85. The August contract was 40 higher at 110.20. Megan Grebner has your full look at the cash livestock markets after this.
Veltima fungicide outyields the competition by an average of 7 bushels per acre. But you've never been average. The only competition that really matters is you versus you. And with the performance of Veltima fungicide from BASF, you can take your best results even further. Beat your own record. Get every bushel you deserve. And make this your best season yet with Veltima fungicide from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
Do you know a veteran in need? Nation's Finest, through the VA's Supportive Services for Veteran Families program, helps veterans and their families struggling with rent, employment, and other housing-related costs. Today, Nation's Finest operates more than 30 locations in California, Arizona, and Nevada, helping thousands of veterans every year. Visit nationsfinest.org or call 1-833-468-9676. That's 1-833-468-9676.
There was another light round of direct cash cattle trade on Wednesday. Live deals in the South range from $238 to $240. That's $8 to $10 higher than the previous week's business. This follows a light round of business on Tuesday, where live deals in Texas were marked at $235, $5 higher than the prior week's weighted averages. Boxed beef closed sharply higher and higher with solid demand for moderate offerings. Choice up $3 at $374.76. Select was 91 cents higher at $360.75. Estimated cattle slaughter was 110,000 head, down 11,000 on the weekend, down more than 11,500 on the year. Cash hogs closed higher with a solid negotiated run. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct were up $1.49 with a weighted average of $107.33. Pork values closed sharply higher Wednesday, up $2.20 at $113.08. And estimated hog slaughter was 480,000 head, down 3,000 on the week and up about 9,000 on the year. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Proper nutrition for your livestock is as close as Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. The team at the co-op is pleased to offer economy brand feed, providing a balanced ration at a great price without sacrificing quality. From a few bags to bulk on the farm delivery, they have you covered. Talk to the co-op for more details or to schedule a visit. Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut, Reedsburg, 524-3815.
I'm Brent Barnett with Ag Headline News on Brownfield. A Southwest Iowa livestock producer says it's a great time to be in the cattle business. Lee Brook has a cow-calf operation and a cattle feedlot near Clarinda.
Prices are good, better than they've been for a long time. I actually shipped out a load of fat cattle this morning of last year's calves, weighed 1,400 pounds, and highest price I've ever sold in my life.
More news up next on Brownfield.
They say seeing is believing, and nothing catches the eye like the 7 bushel per acre yield advantage of Veltima fungicide over other fungicides. But don't just take our word for it. See it for yourself. Run a comparison of Veltima fungicide. Enter the Real Results Yield Challenge and experience the difference it makes in your fields. And when you share your experience with us, you'll get a chance to win a 2-year lease on a new truck. Sign up at yieldchallenge.basf.us. No purchase necessary. See official rules for details. Always read and follow label directions.
I've always loved space in football. Growing up, some people told me I had to choose. But here's the deal. You can be great at more than one thing. And getting involved in STEM opens up your world to a universe of opportunities in life. This is my time. Get inspired and get involved today. There are STEM programs and science centers available in your community. So be sure to check out spaceforall.us to learn more and get started. This is my time. Find your place in space. This is my time. Space for all.
Economist says Thursday's supply and demand report from USDA will help set beef production expectations. University of Tennessee's Charlie Martinez says he anticipates further clarity on how the department will navigate live cattle imports from Mexico.
If there's a statement in there of like, hey, we're expecting imports to resume in the next couple of months, that'd be amazing. Or if we're, hey, we're expecting the next month again to hold still, well, we're not bringing in any animals from Mexico, that's just as valuable as information.
Corn growers in southeast Minnesota are beginning to scout for tar spot. Ryan Buck farms in Goodhue County and says the plant disease was prevalent last year.
And that started to show up late June, so it was a lot earlier than we've normally seen it. And it ended up being quite a problem up here.
U.S. ethanol production and stocks both notched notable milestones last week. Production averaged a record 1,120,000 barrels per day. I'm Brent Barnett. Brownfield.
Wisconsin's forest landowners cut timber from their land for a variety of reasons. The timber is mature. Some plan a harvest as part of their management plan. For others, the harvest may be a salvage operation in response to an unexpected natural disaster, such as a fire or windstorm. Landowners have trusted Meister Log and Lumber since 1936. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber at 608-434-4414 today.
A new rapid detection test could help combat high-
highly pathogenic avian influenza. I'm Erin Anderson, and this is Managing for Profit on Brown Field. Highly pathogenic avian influenza continues to decimate poultry populations across the U.S. In this episode of Managing for Profit, Associate Professor of Ag and Biological Engineering Mohit Verma explains the process to creating the rapid detection test and what the next steps are to commercialization. We'll find out more right after this on Brown Field.
Hello, everyone. I'm Brent Barnett with Brown Field, inviting you to join me each week on Outdoor Adventures. From the hardwoods to the shoreline, we talk with outdoor industry experts about all the things you need to know for your hunting and fishing adventures. I grew up in the whitetail woods and have a deep passion for sharing hunting stories with our guests, as if we're sitting around the campfire. Be sure to check out Outdoor Adventures from Brown Field Ag News.
They say seeing is believing, and nothing catches the eye like the 7 bushel per acre yield advantage of Veltima fungicide over other fungicides. But don't just take our word for it. See it for yourself. Run a comparison of Veltima fungicide, enter the Real Results Yield Challenge, and experience the difference it makes in your fields. And when you share your experience with us, you'll get a chance to win a 2-year lease on a new truck. Sign up at yieldchallenge.basf.us. No purchase necessary. See official rules for details. Always read and follow label directions.
At Purdue University have created a rapid detection test that could help poultry producers combat highly pathogenic avian influenza faster. Mohit Verma, Associate Professor of Ag and Biological Engineering, says it detects the H5 strain of the virus.
My team at Purdue and our collaborators, we work together in general to develop technologies that can be used out in the field, but try to get results that are comparable to lab-based tests. And we've used this technology now to design an assay for high path avian influenza. And the way we do it is we take the target sequence, in this case, nucleic acids, RNA, design an assay for that that will be specific to, in this case, H5 part of the influenza A genome. And we use a method known as LAMP, stands for loop-mediated isothermal amplification. It's very similar to, you might have heard of PCR, polymerase chain reaction, but LAMP can be done at a single temperature, which makes it easier to use out in the field. So we put all of these reagents that are needed for this assay on these paper-based devices, and the paper-based devices will change color from red to yellow if the target is present.
He tells Brownfield, the next step is commercialization.
The technology gets licensed through my, I have a startup company, Krishi Diagnostics, and they license this technology, and they would be the ones to try to commercialize it as relevant, go through regulatory approvals, do more clinical studies, and so on. So that's kind of the path. We would need some funding and resources to enable that, but that would be the path forward.
Once approved, Verma says his team will continue to work on the test to make them more cost-effective for producers and the industry.
The costs come from shipping, the personnel required to do the test, the central lab equipment, and so on. So they can be several tens of dollars or even $100 or so, just testing in general. Whereas we're trying to bring this down so that each test might be $10 or so, and it's a consumable device and it gives you a result within an hour. So you can test more samples potentially as needed, and you can get a result faster.
The research was done in collaboration with the Foundation for Food and Agriculture Research and supported by an award through the National Center for Advancing Translational Sciences. I'm Erin Anderson, and this is Managing for Profit on Brown Field.
Here's something important you need to know about McFarland's at 780 Carolina Street in Sauk City. From our power equipment, farm parts, and service departments, we're always rolling. From our biggest farm equipment to your home tractor, we'll take good care of you from sales to service, no matter what the size. McFarland's, one block south of Highway 12 at 780 Carolina Street, where service is a family tradition.
Andy from Equity Livestock. Tomorrow's our feeder sale. We've got some cattle here consigned. If you have any questions or consignments, feel free to go barn at 647-6151 or Andy at 434-4023. And don't forget, we are open from 4 to 6 tonight for your convenience and open back up at 7 a.m. And hope to see you at the sale.
We're at 84 degrees now, just about 21 minutes away from the 6 o'clock hour as our day continues to fly by. Going on as we speak, a steak sandwich drive-thru supper is being held until 7 or until gone at Backroads Church in Boscobel. The meal includes a large steak sandwich, cheesy potatoes, and a chocolate chip bar for $12. Proceeds will benefit the Feed My Starving Children mobile pack. Here's Tanile Arts with Moment of Weakness.
It sounds so right. I swear I had no intentions of staying. I can't fake it. You're breaking me down tonight. Seen her make you mad the other day.
in the lemonade, or you were gonna be there, cause baby, this is all new. It's just me missing you. You gotta let me make it up to you, apologize. While I'm at it, let me tell you what's been on my mind. I know it's a little late, I made a big mistake, I made a big mistake. Just me missing you. I take it back, I didn't mean it that way. I thought I knew what I wanted till I woke up and you're gone and I'm a fool. When the truth is it's just me missing you. Missing you. I know I told you I could take it or leave it when it came to forever, baby. What was I thinking? I'm a fool.
Since 1956, Meyer Oil and LP has been a locally owned, reliable fuel delivery business. Whether it's residential, agricultural, or commercial, Meyer Oil and LP has you covered. Offering diesel fuel, gas, bulk lubes, and propane, serving most of Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties. Please consider Meyer Oil and LP for your fuel needs. Call and talk with their friendly staff at 608-524-3914.
For over two decades, Jewell Associates engineers in Spring Green have proudly served our community. They extend their gratitude to all their clients, whether their projects are big or small. The dedicated professionals and technical staff are the backbone of Jewell Associates' success. Jewell Associates engineers salute the River Valley Blackhawks for their outstanding achievements on and off the field. Jewell Associates engineers, proud to be a part of your success, and go Blackhawks!
Are you looking for a rewarding part-time job? Cobasin is currently hiring for part-time trip drivers for school sports and field trips, and to drive a shuttle to Spring Green 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. weeknights. Starting trip pay is $17. You get paid for the entire time you are gone, even the wait time. For questions, call Bev Lau at 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cobasin Terminal off Highway 14 beside TC Auto Works.
Howdy, folks. The 66th Wisconsin High School Rodeo State Finals are riding into the Richland County Fairgrounds June 13th, 14th, and 15th. Tickets are on sale now through June 13th at Creative Layers, 142 South Central Avenue in Richland Center. Don't miss June Dairy Days and the Rodeo Parade Saturday morning at 10:30, plus Cowboy Church Sunday at 8:30. For more information, call Kenda at 475-1886. Saddle up! The finals are coming, and Richland Center's ready to rodeo. Yeehaw!
Yeehaw indeed, Phil. Less than 10 minutes away from 6 o'clock, and we are at 84 degrees as we hear from Joe Nichols up next in his song, Freaks Like Me.
Care if she's four or if she's 80. I don't need a jack, I got a tractor. And I won't apologize for things that matter. Pop a cold beer after five, drop everything, go with a line. I believe in the USA, four-wheel drives and Jesus saves. Freaks like me, just outside the in crowd. Freaks like me, of everyone who's turned out to be freaks like me. Yeah, I can't seem to smell or tell the difference between a pile of bull and a pile of politicians. Give me old folks and old boots and deep fried and deep roots and six packs and six strings and everyone who's turned out to be freaks like
why.
Reba McEntire with Little Rock. The news is sponsored at 6 by the Homesteader Store, carrying tractors, chainsaws, snowblowers, and utility vehicles to simplify tough tasks with two locations for your convenience. And by Johnson Tractor, your trusted partner for farm equipment, service, and support. From field to finish, they've got you covered.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News.
I'm Michelle Franzen. President Trump says a tentative trade deal has been reached between the U.S. and China. ABC's Alexis Christopher says it includes access to China's rare earth minerals.
It basically reverts the U.S. and China to a trade truce they had agreed upon back in May, and it rolls back more of those punitive measures that each had imposed on each other. For example, those rare earth minerals, China will now be giving those to the U.S. up front. We use those in things like the U.S. auto and defense industry. From the U.S. part, they're now saying that Chinese students will be able to come to the U.S. and attend U.S. universities.
Protests continuing in Los Angeles over immigration raids and the deployment of federal troops. The mayor asking for calm. The White House says the troops are there to protect federal buildings. RFK Jr. has replaced 8 of the 17 independent advisory board members after terminating the CDC panel that makes recommendations on vaccines. Some of those members previously expressed anti-vaccine views.